For God and Country, To Strengthen a Nation, The American Legion Story, Part 4. Past National Chaplain reflects on the founding spirit of the American Legion. By Tyrion Randy Cash. There was little debate, if any, regarding whether to include For God in the preamble to the American Legion Constitution, adopted at the St. Louis Caucus in May 1919. To the Legion's founders, service to country was service to God, and service to God was service to country. When the organizers sought spiritual leadership for the newly formed veterans group, not surprisingly, they turned to military chaplains for guidance. Chaplains had shared the hardships and suffering of the soldiers, sailors, and Marines in the trenches of the Great War. They knew the emotional and psychological toll combat had taken on them. Four chaplains, a Roman Catholic, an Episcopalian, and two Baptists, were instrumental in the founding of the American Legion and provided a spiritual underpinning for the new organization. These four, Charles H. Brent, Francis A. Kelly, Thomas H. Wiles, and John Washington Inser, helped chart a course of service for God and country. Representing different faith traditions, these men unselfishly and in a non-sectarian manner skillfully guided the religious and patriotic principles of individual obligation to the community, state, nation, and God. Bishop Brent was American Expeditionary Forces, AEF, General John J. Blackjack Pershing's chaplain and senior chaplain for the AEF. At the American Legion's formative Paris Caucus in March 1919, Brent put the connection between God and country this way. It was a great soldier who said that the army has not merely a body but a soul and a conscience as well. I believe the conscience of the army is speaking in this committee's report. I believe the army's soul is speaking in it. I was present on Saturday at the beginning of this caucus, and I will tell you frankly that I was fearful at that moment lest you should create a great mechanism without adequate purposes. My fears have been wholly allayed, and I see in the report of your committee the ideals not only of the Army but of the nation adequately expressed. And I wish to tell you, gentlemen, that so far as I have any ability to promote this great movement, I give you my most hearty support. I believe that the Army of today, when it goes back to citizen thinking and citizen acting, will be capable of contributing to the Commonwealth of the United States, so as to change the character of the whole country and lift it up to a higher plane of political, industrial, and religious life. 2 months after the Paris Caucus, wartime veterans in the United States gathered in St. Louis to finalize plans for the American Legion. They did not immediately catch on to the spirit of the Paris Caucus, which had deliberately refused to take action on broad questions of policy until veterans at home were consulted. The inability to come to consensus on critical issues threatened the very existence of the new organization. Baptist Reverend Inser, a revival preacher and army chaplain originally from Texas, was a member of the founding executive committee of the American Legion. In St. Louis, he delivered an impassioned message that saved the day and prevented the Paris spirit from being lost on the St. Louis crowd. In part, he said, "Now, the key word that I want to say in the beginning is, at all costs, we want to save this organization. We do not want anything to arise today that will in any way mar the spirit of this great assembly and the work that it is going to do in the future. While you were deliberating here these past 2 days, some of you thought only of this hour and this moment. But, gentlemen, I had an eye cast to the future, and I was dreaming dreams and seeing visions of the years that are to come and the wonderful work, the wonderful influence, and the mighty power that this organization is going to have and exert upon this nation and upon the whole world, and I want you to think of it in these terms. Gentlemen, I want to say just here, if you can only think about this Legion as the jewel of the ages, I believe that it is the best interpretation I know. I cannot say anything greater than this. I believe God raised up America for this great hour. I can say that the strong young man of the time is to be the American Legion in this country and in the world." Some might say the Legion's founding principle of service to God and country is a dialectical ambiguity or even a conflict of interest, supporting principles of peace and war alike. After all, isn't faith and religion in the end about peace and studying war no more? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Not exactly fighting words, But of course, we all know there is more to it than that. As one chaplain friend of mine once said, we are all peacemakers. We just have different roles. We human beings were created for lives of peace, but find ourselves living in a dangerous and often destructive world, and so we depend on the strength of the military to resist evil and create conditions where justice and peace can thrive. It's like the Marine who once said to me, Chaplain, if you were doing your job better, I wouldn't have to be doing mine. Another chaplain put it this way, the world only needs two kinds of people to keep it safe and at peace, warriors and chaplains. The chaplain calls the world toward nonviolence as the only way to heal a terrifying and violent world. The other, the warrior, does God's work by defending civilized society and those who are vulnerable. Our world needs both prophets of peace and responsible warriors. As my friend said, the chaplain is needed to keep the warrior honest, and the Marine is needed to keep the chaplain alive. It is not trite to say that we live in a very challenging time, yet I remain thoroughly convinced that America is a miraculous gift of God. It is not the new Israel or the kingdom of God on earth, but at the same time, it is too unlikely to be an accident and too wonderful to be of our own doing. Surely no nation in history has provided such opportunity for individual freedom and quality of life alike to all its citizens. And just as surely no nation in history has given so much and been of such positive benefit to the other nations of the world. America's very existence proclaims, protects, and defends the vision that freedom and peace may be experienced throughout the world. Those who would subject the people of the world to their inhumane control must first block from the oppressed the light of freedom and hope that shines so brightly in us. The determination of our enemies to knock down our towers and attempt to cripple our inspiring American influence is, in fact, a twisted acknowledgement of America's great and enduring value to the world. That we live in America is, in itself, an act of grace. We may have come into it naturally, born into it, or were welcomed as immigrants and naturalized. By either route, America has been, for every one of us, a stupendous gift, a country built collectively by cherishing us individually, a country built of the effort of servicemen and women, statesmen, farmers, and factory workers, those who toiled on the railroad and those who bankrolled it. Our philosophers, politicians, and preachers all together created something bigger than any of us, and then they gave it to us. Any true gift is infused with opportunity and responsibility that arises from it. An inherent talent, a good education, or money in the bank can all cry out to the blessed, what will we make of this? What will we do individually? What will we do collectively in light of how many have done so much and sacrificed so much for us? The founders of the American Legion, warriors and preachers alike, understood the greatness of the gift. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen over the past century have secured that gift in times of threat and war. The motto of my Navy Chaplain Corps is Vocati ad Servitium. This means called to serve. The spirit of that motto has guided the American Legion for nearly 100 years now, all the way back to the earliest founders. Four of whom were chaplains who not only embraced, but demanded that the first words out of our mouths every time we gather to celebrate the gift of America and the American Legion are, for God and country. This essay is an adaptation of a message delivered on August 30th, 2015, at the 97th American Legion National Convention in Baltimore, when Tyrion Randy Cash was serving his first term as national chaplain. Cash is now adjutant for the Department of North Carolina. Captions: 1. Chaplain Hayes Farish conducts regimental services for the 814th Pioneer Infantry on September 29, 1918, at Camp Zachary Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. 2. It was a great soldier who said that the Army has not merely a body, but a soul and a conscience. AEF Senior Chaplain Bishop Charles Brent speaking at the Paris Caucus, March 17, 1919. 3. Our first duty is, beyond the shadow of a doubt, to get this boy on his legs, and once we get it on its legs, it will be like the mighty Niagara Falls. There is not anything in the world can dam it up. It will be a power that shall be known and with influence all over America and for good all over the world. Let's be quiet and let's be sensible today until we get this boy on his legs. He's just a recruit, a raw recruit, and he has to be trained, and we are going to do that thing now. Chaplain John Inzer, Alabama, speaking about the formation of the American Legion at the St. Louis Caucus, May 10, 1919. 4. Religion permeates every walk and activity of life, socially, morally, patriotically, educationally, industrially, and every other way, making each of these phases of Legion life more meaningful. There is scarcely a post that does not have its sick, its unemployed, its discouraged, its indifferent members. The chaplain can assist greatly by bringing the gospel of good cheer and encouragement, not merely as a preacher, but as a good fellow, a warm friend, and a true comrade. National Chaplain Earl A. Blackman. Why is a Legion chaplain? American Legion Weekly, June 9th, 1922. End of captions.